More Business Briefing right now on FM News 101.
Okay, welcome back as we continue our conversation with Patrick Stone, the president and CEO of Williston Financial Group and WFG National Title. Pat joining us on this Sunday afternoon, and we talked about the economy in our last segment. Great perspective from Pat. If you missed that segment, be sure to podcast this hour on FM News 101. At the top of the hour, go to KXL.com. It will post on our business briefing page. Pat, let's talk about mortgage rates now, and I'm very curious to get your perspective on this. They've been very low for a very long time now, and most experts out there who believe in the Fed or follow the Fed expect it to stay that way because interest rates in general are expected to stay low for quite some time. Now, you and I both know that the Fed, although they do control the Fed funds rate and prime rate with that, they do not necessarily control mortgage interest rates. I know there are things they can do to try to manipulate the market, but the mortgage bond market is huge. And I think there's a disconnect between mortgage interest rates and, say, interest rates that the Fed can control, like Fed funds rates. So that said, do you agree with that? And which direction are interest rates headed? I mean, they've got to be going up, right?
Yeah. You know, Brian, they are going to go up. The question is how fast and to what level. I want to back up a little bit. You make a very good point. The mortgage rates don't directly follow Fed fund rates. However, Fed fund rates influence the 10-year Treasury bond, and the 10-year Treasury bond really is sort of the underpinning for determining mortgage rates. Now, the correlation, I think we talked on one of your programs not too long about how the correlation has broken down a little bit, and there's been a little bit of an extra margin in mortgage rates, in part because of the lack of a secondary market, in part because of a lot of underwriting restrictions. So mortgage rates have stayed a little bit higher relative to 10-year bond rates than has been historically the average. They do move, however, in some sort of relationship to each other. Now, the 10-year bond went from about 1.95 to about 2.35. Now, it's backed up a little bit today, but it went up 40 basis points in 4 days, which is an extraordinarily fast move for recent times. And the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage has gone up also. It had been under 4% for, I think, about 14 or 15 weeks. I show it right now, national average 30-year fixed rate at about 4.03. So it's moved up a little bit. Now, to your question about how fast or how long it'll how high it'll go, my gut is that it will probably edge up slowly. I don't see it going up real rapidly. The demand for mortgage rates or for mortgages is mixed because there are people that want to borrow money, but underwriting standards are still terribly, terribly high. And the demand for money in the economy, as we were talking in the last segment, you know, the economy is getting better, but it is not going to race down the tracks. This is not, we're not going to return to normal overnight. So the demand for money will take time. There's still a lot of money, still a lot of equity and dollars available before people go to borrowing. So demand for money will stay somewhat subdued. I believe that the Fed will keep rates as low as they can for as long as they think is necessary to make a meaningful change in unemployment. You know, they have a dual mandate, and that gets missed a lot of times. I mean, depending on which political party you're listening to, the Republicans will talk about, you know, keeping inflation low. The Democrats will talk about getting unemployment down. The Fed's mandate really is to keep inflation low and unemployment as low as possible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and their rates are, you know, their target rates are 2% for inflation and 5% for unemployment. So I do believe the Fed will keep rates low for quite a while, and I do believe that mortgage rates will stay relatively low. But I don't know that they're going to stay under 4% again, probably around 4% for a while. But they will edge up as the economy improves, and the economy will continue to improve over the next couple of years.
Patrick Stone, the president and CEO of Williston Financial Group and WFG National Title, joining us this afternoon on Business Briefing. Welcome to the conversation. Pat, I got to ask you, you talk about rates rising in an orderly fashion, but my concern is the fact that, you know, as brilliant as Ben Bernanke is and the collective minds at the Federal Reserve, we have many instances over the past, let's just take a look at the last decade, where they've been dead wrong about what's going on or not going on with the economy. I mean, you don't have to look any further back than 2006-07 when they totally underestimated what was going on in the subprime section of the housing market. So my concern is that we have the greatest country on the face of the earth, I think, and we're a very resilient economy. And what if, just what if, this recovery does take off faster than the Fed or anybody else can get a handle on, and we see inflation rear its ugly head overnight? Do you see that happening at all?
No, absolutely not. Okay. Could it happen? Yes. You know, here's a quick comment that I have when I get into conversations about the Fed being wrong. As far as I know, everybody is wrong about the economy almost all the time.
Yeah.
You can find people at, you know, just almost every degree on the compass when you get start talking about the economy. But there's a couple reasons I don't think inflation will take off. You know, we've talked before about the two basic the two things that you look at that have the highest correlation for inflation. You know, one is labor force capacity, which, you know, again, we're at 8.3% unemployment. And you typically do not see labor inflation until you get down around 5 or less, or, you know, down in that range anyway. And then capacity utilization, which is at 78.7%. Correlation for capacity utilization causing inflation is in the 84 to 85% range. So those two things are pretty subdued. I think you also have a European Union, which in aggregate is slightly larger than the U.S. economy. You have a European Union that's in for a couple really, really tough years. You know, you have a lot of countries that are actually slipping into recession, you know, the pig countries. And I just think Europe is going to be tough. And you have China slowing down.
Yeah.
And I don't see that changing real quickly either. So you have a world drag on the U.S. economy, and you have a lot of capacity utilization and high unemployment. The thing that can spike inflation will be commodity pressures. And because you have less demand in Europe and China, I don't think you're going to get a lot of commodity pressures. We have this intermittent problem with oil based on the Iranian situation. I think that is transitory. I don't see that being a long-term issue. So I'm, you know, we can all be wrong, but I'm fairly confident that inflation won't be a problem, at least in the foreseeable future.
Okay, good. I'm going to sleep better tonight knowing that, because you just never know. Pat Stone joining us here on Business Briefing. A couple minutes left in the segment. Pat, as the saying goes, all real estate is local, the cliche. Interesting rebound, though, down in Phoenix, and really, obviously, one of the hardest hit markets in the country. Is this a sign of things to come? I mean, do you think that what we're seeing in the Phoenix market will duplicate itself in other markets around the country?
Well, two things here, Brian. You know, I've been, I think, somewhat optimistic about now's the time to buy real estate, not just because I'm in the business, but because you're seeing, you know, the all-time most affordable real estate market you've ever seen since NAR started keeping records. Real estate is more affordable now. The second thing that's probably got me as excited as anything is that rental returns have returned to a pre-crisis level. And rental returns actually are so attractive right now that you can borrow money to buy a house as an investor and more than pay for your borrowed money because of rental returns and demand. So that's going to use up a lot of inventory. So I'm optimistic about the housing market for those two reasons. But if you look at the Sand States, Arizona, California, Florida, and Nevada, they've added about 225,000 jobs in the last 6 months. And it's really interesting to watch as their unemployment rate, you know, the Sand States unemployment's gone from about a little under 12% down to about 10.7%. And with that drop in unemployment in the Sand States, you've seen average home price index increase. Now, the other thing that's happened, too, is you had a surge of foreclosures in the Sand States. And as those abated, housing prices recover. I think I mentioned in one of the shows that Orlando was one of the fastest increasing areas for house prices last year. So you've seen some real positives in the Sand States. I think the underlying fundamental that's encouraging is that unemployment is dropping in the Sand States. And with that, you get a rebound in housing.
Good stuff. Well, we're on the way to recovery. That's the main thing here. And it's good to hear that The housing market is on the way back. You know John DaCosta very well-respected realtor. Last week on the show, he said that the mood has changed dramatically in the Portland market amongst the buyers and the people he's working with. So that's good news as well. But keep the perspective here, Pat, and we appreciate yours that this is going to be a long road to recovery. Patrick Stone, the president and CEO of Williston Financial Group and WFG National Title, joining us as always. Thanks again, Pat. When we come back, we'll talk more about the Blazers and the blow-up at the Rose Garden. Up next.